Dr. Zomercon, what do the latest figures tell us about the climate in the Arctic?
The latest figures coming out of the Arctic are telling us that the Arctic sea ice is still decreasing at an overall alarming trend. We also know that what has caused this trend is actually the climate change that has happened in the last 50 years of the 20th century. So what we are seeing now with a reduction of sea ice area is the effect of a climate change signal that actually happened 20 years ago.
Why are you so sure about that?
Well, because it is near consensus in the sea ice community that what has caused the recent catastrophic sea ice minima of area has been triggered by 3 points. And the first one was that over 50 years, the sea ice has been continually thinning because of warmer, mostly winter temperatures and fall temperatures. And then in the late 80s and early 1990s, this situation was then exacerbated by a positive Arctic oscillation mode, which is a climate circulation pattern that decreased the time that the ice could spend in areas of the Arctic where it could actually build up to thicker ice. And it also decreased the thickness of the ice by transporting more warm and humid air into the Arctic. But the third part is a very, very crucial part, and that was one that has been underestimated and is the reason why we see sea ice declining to such catastrophic minima these years. It is that actually the thinning of the ice in the late 80s and early 90s and the shrinkage of multi-year ice areas opened more water up to the incoming solar radiation. And this additional heat that was then absorbed by the darker ocean surfaces actually accelerated the sea ice's own decline. It basically warmed the ice from underneath, and over more than 20 years, it established now that the area of ice that is older than 5 years has decreased by more than 50%. So what we are now seeing is that we have less and less thick ice on the Arctic Ocean and more annual ice, ice that thaws and freezes every year. And we are seeing how the Arctic Ocean actually turns from a permanently frozen place to one that melts each year to an alarming rate.
So why is the Arctic so vulnerable? Why is it warming up faster than the rest of the planet?
The Arctic, as also the Antarctic, but we don't see it yet, are actually involved in something that is called the polar amplification. Half of the heat that we see the Arctic has warmed at over the last 50 years has been transported to the Arctic from lower latitudes. The Arctic works as a fridge to the global climate and attracts heat from near equator areas. And it cools it down, therefore stabilizing our climate. But the other half of the warming in the Arctic has actually been produced in the Arctic itself, because the increased heat that came into the Arctic system caused so-called feedbacks there that then accelerated the Arctic warming. And the two to mention here are the decreasing time that we have snow layers on the ground in the Arctic and the decreasing area of sea ice.
Now that effect makes the melting of the Arctic more than just a local problem, because this is contributing to heating up the whole planet.
Yes.
To what extent is the international community aware of that? How much of a role is that playing?
The international community is aware, a science community, if you're referring to that first, is aware of that and is relatively frantically now updating mechanisms in models that actually now can make the models predict this better, because also they were shocked by the diminishing sea ice at the speed we saw it. We are working very, very hard to make everybody aware of that the Arctic melting is actually not an Arctic problem. It is, of course, and it is a very, very catastrophic one with how it impacts on Arctic ecology and also on the socio-ecology of the North. But it is also, and that is very, very important to take home, it is a global problem, because with the Arctic warming, we are not only losing an important fridge of the world, we might actually, given the speed at which we see climate impacts in the North happening, we might actually turn at some point in the future the Arctic from some place that cools the climate of the Earth to a place that warms the climate of the Earth, and that is very frightening. We didn't think we would trigger anything remotely relating to that within the next 100 years, but we see the first observations along the lines that we have underestimated the speed at which this will happen. And secondly, we see the first signs coming in that now also shows how actually the rapid loss of sea ice will knock on Arctic climate and also on global climate. And there's only one way it goes. It will always increase the global warming.
If we come back to the Arctic ecology for a moment, of course, the Arctic sea ice is important for animals like polar bears, but not only polar bears. It's also an important platform for indigenous hunting people, for example. What evidence do we have of a negative impact on them so far?
Oh, I just returned from a European conference in Western Greenland, and we heard several people talking to us about how it already impacts the hunting communities of the northern west coast, because they just simply cannot reach their hunting grounds anymore. And we also see it impacting on the local fishery communities, because actually lots of the fishing in Western Greenland is done off ice. And so we basically see how both these things are very, very negatively affected by the retreating and diminishing ice and by the decreased duration of winter. So that those kind of traditional ways of subsistence and cultural identity are under peril for the people of the north. And what we know about Arctic ecology and how it will be affected by climate change is actually quite devastating, because the trend as we know it, and which speaks to us out of the IPCC reports, is drastic. We will see 12 degrees of warming during the winter over the next couple of decades in the Arctic, over the next 50, 60 years. But those figures do not really yet incorporate this much faster than expected impacts that we see with the sea ice. So WWF is working very hard not only on making people aware of the only reason, or for the main thing to do, to take home from Arctic climate changes, which is fight climate change at the roots. It also works on the ground in the Arctic to help people administer and manage ecosystems to their best resilience.
Now, you were at that international conference in Greenland for a summit last week. There was a lot of talk about the need for more international cooperation, but as far as I can see, there's not a lot of action to protect the Arctic climate. What actually came out of that summit, in your opinion?
Yes, this is a sore point. It is a very brave attempt by the European Union to positively influence a process. And there are several strands of processes that want to protect the Arctic, but implementation, if anything, is low and could be much better. But also, there is quite a vacuum on unfragmented responses and unfragmented rules across the Arctic nations to decrease all the threats to the Arctic. And there were several different approaches mentioned at the conference, how that can be remedied. Now, we won't know what the EU will recommend along these lines, but we do know that the coastal Arctic five states are actually quite determined that all of this can be regulated within the United Nations Conventions on the Law of the Sea, which we slightly disagree with for the reason that it will take quite a long time to do this implementation, and it might not be sufficiently adjustable to the very special needs of the Arctic Ocean.